This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This is Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel of Tab Computer Systems. Interact with Eric and his guest by phone at 522-WTIC. Email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com or get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here's Eric.
And good morning. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And that's Dennis Halnan. He's one of the employee owners at Tab. He comes in and helps me out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. We are live on this lovely Saturday morning. So feel free to get online early. We're here till 11. 860-522-9842 is the number. And no matter where you are, we've had calls from Colorado and North Carolina and you name it. So the number works no matter where you are. And if you use a cell phone, it shouldn't cost you anything as far as any long distance. I'd love to have you locally or wherever you're from and do our best to help you out with your issues. Everything is talked about live here, and we post everything over at computertalkwithtab.com. So If you heard something we talked about and you want to go get more information on whatever we talked about, you don't have to, you know, try to write it all down or, hey, what did I hear? We'll give you the links.
And definitely don't search Google for it. Just go to the link.
Yeah. Nowadays with Google and all the AI, who knows where you'll end up. And as usual and customary, we have some technology news, and Dennis has got a good one for us.
This is very interesting. We had a fellow in London who has a Toyota RAV4.
Yeah, nice car.
He noticed that the headlight was kind of tampered with one time and the bumper and didn't think much of it, and then it happened again, and then his car went completely missing.
You're kidding.
Right.
They stole his car.
Right. Now, what happened was he actually happens to work in the auto industry.
Okay.
And he had a chance to figure out how his Toyota RAV4 was stolen.
That's cool.
It was stolen using a new keyless theft mechanism.
Right. Because he didn't, like in Southington, everybody leaves their keys and their purses and everything in the car unlocked.
Right.
And then they wonder why the car is stolen. That's right. What happens in Southington all the time. You know, it's like, oh my gosh, I don't know how they allowed my car. I stole my car because you left the keys and everything in there. In this case, he did not do that.
Right. And it turns out that whoever stole the vehicle did it using a method that injects commands into what's called the CAN, C-A-N. It's a network or a physical electronic bus inside the car.
Right.
That allows
a school bus.
Right.
An electronic bus
that allows all the different components in the car and all the computers that are all over inside of it to all talk to each other in a common channel.
What a lovely idea.
It is a good idea. They kind of need it. But what happened was...
Well, do they need it? But go ahead. We'll talk about that in a minute.
Well, what happened was whoever stole the car used... an input into this electronic bus from the headlight.
Yeah.
to tell the ignition to start.
And unlock the car.
And unlock the car so that he can go steal it. And it's basically a command injection exploit, similar to like a SQL injection on a computer.
Into a server, right. So, well, especially if you know, SQL injections happen a lot through websites where the actual, you know, the area of the input, for some reason, it accepts as an infinite amount of data because the ding-dong right in the website said, put whatever you want in there.
So, so you can actually type SQL commands into the field and it will execute them and show you whatever you're looking for.
In this case, it looks like the folks at Toyota said, well, in order for our headlights to work really well, they need to be able to get all the signals that are possible to unlock doors and even start the car.
Right. And there's no
without the keyless entry fob being involved. It actually is, you're able to tell the car, I've got a fob. You see a fob. Let's go.
Right. And these signals are passed without any kind of filtration or anything.
Right.
So that each part of the car can talk directly to any other part without any other kind of a gateway in place.
Right.
And that's what the crooks took advantage of.
And they stole the guy's car.
They stole his car.
So the moral of the story is, when you let geeks do this stuff, I mean, why do you think we are I shouldn't really speak for Dennis, as cynical as we are? We know how the sausage is made.
Oh, I'm cynical.
Okay. We know
you can't speak for me.
Yeah. And everyone's freaking out about AI, right? And whether or not it's going to take over the planet or whether, you know, it feels like Y2K, you know, the state's going to change and the plans are going to fall out of the sky. And everyone believed it, believe it or not. Mm-hmm. So if people can believe all that, the problem is, people will believe so many things. If people believe that your plane is going to fall out of the sky unless you fix the date, now you got AI, and you got these same ding dongs that are programming it that program a Toyota to actually take commands from the headlight, right?
Right.
So it is plausible in my mind that the AI could cause some sort of damage to everybody.
Yeah.
It feels less Y2K-ish than. Then it is plausible. So we'll see what happens with that. But as far as your Toyota, what is it? Not a 4Runner,
RAV4. Yeah.
Good luck. You now need to super glue the headlights so they can't be. I can just imagine a guy under your car and he's just trying to get to the headlight wires.
Right.
In other news, the U.S. Veterans Affairs Department didn't check with the CIO. So, yes, they've hired CIOs at all of our government agencies. And you're supposed to check with the CIO before you have an IT project to make sure, A, it's going to make any sense or there's no duplication happening. What percentage do you think, Dennis, of these projects were not run by the CIO?
Well, given that CIOs usually exist for the sole purpose of vetoing stuff, I would say none.
Exactly. That's what you'd expect. And that's, of course, not what happened in our government. 40% of the projects that were done at the U.S. Veteran Affairs, just that department alone.
One department. Whoa.
Was not run by the CIO. So, and we see this in our world a lot.
Yeah.
Again, most of the folks we work with are presidents or owners or controllers of companies. But there's too many side projects that happen from, you know, whatever department is saying, you know what, we should do 365, or, you know what, we should do Dropbox. But nobody's thinking about the data that you're putting up there, and if it's NIST or CMMC compliant, to stick a drawing for an F-35 up on Dropbox, it's probably not compliant.
Right.
So 40%, and this is just one department. And you're not. So there was actually an act, the Federal Information Technology Acquisition Reform Act, that was enacted in 2014. It said all of this has to go through a CIO. So clearly our government doesn't know what it's doing. It's not even following its own rules. They'll put the rules on us, but they don't even follow their own rules.
Right.
And who knows what kind of problems. I mean, they had issues where they did an Oracle upgrade that actually harmed patients.
Whoa.
If you recall that story. You know,
now that you mention it, I do.
So we'll put a link up here to this story. It's just more sad than anything else. But, you know, it looks like our government's they're operating at about 60%. You know, that's kind of where you want it. We all shoot for 80 or better. These guys are happy at 60, which is a D as far as we're concerned.
Well, absolutely.
What else you got there, Dennis?
Oh, what I got here is a report from Reuters.
Yeah.
About something that's going on at Tesla.
What's happening at Tesla?
It seems that the...
Besides from nobody buying their cars, because they've got a big glut now that's piling up.
I've heard.
Yeah, but we won't go there.
What it seems to be that Tesla workers are sharing sensitive images that they've collected from people's cars.
Huh.
Because Teslas, as we know, all have a lot of little cameras all over them.
Right.
And they're sharing them among each other.
Yikes.
And these are private pictures that probably shouldn't even be looked at in the first place
so
by
Tesla,
the employees.
It's a Tesla voyeur web.
But they're going spelunking for interesting stuff.
Yikes.
And then they're sharing it amongst each other. And some of the pictures are pretty disturbing.
I'm sure they are.
Yeah,
because if you have a Tesla, one of the features of it is that it's a security feature. You actually, because there's lots of folks out there for whatever reason that just see a Tesla and they like want to kick it or whatever. I don't know what your problem is, but they have these cameras so that of course then you can show the video and then that guy can get arrested for being a ding dong,
right?
And also, I think it's also part of how it does its driving, right? It tries to use those cameras to see to drive.
Well, that's part of the so-called, and I use that word very carefully, so-called autopilot.
Right, which is...
How else is it going to see what's on the road
if it can't see.
Kind of control the car, right? So,
but this, again, you buy the car, but some reason Tesla thinks the data is theirs. Right?
Really?
And you're connected to the cloud. It's all up there. So there, if you've ever done something in your Tesla that you wouldn't be proud of, or around your Tesla, or near your Tesla, or wherever you parked your Tesla.
Better be careful.
Yeah. Like if you happen to park your Tesla in front of the student union at UConn and some idiot starts smashing the front of the student union in celebration of your school's win, you just might be on video. And the Tesla folks will share it. You got to wonder how UConn can give degrees to people like that.
I don't get it.
I mean, to talk about the value of college and you look at what they're training these people to be, how really stupid can you be? I'm a UConn grad. I reckon,
so am I.
And I said all my kids could go to any university they wanted as long as it was UConn. And they all went to UConn. They're all going to finish graduating in May. And I'm just embarrassed for them and the state that's the folks you produce will literally tear down a pole and smash it into the student union in celebration of how upside down are we? I don't know. Maybe I don't understand sports anymore.
Maybe not.
I don't know. So we're going to be here till 11 o'clock. Get online. 860-522-9842 is the number. Four lines wide open. I know you're all getting your Easter kerbastas, but we need you to get on the line and talk about technology, or Dennis and I will talk more about our kids and our cats. We'll be right back. This is a little no BS brass. So we're going to be here till 11 o'clock. Feel free to get online. 860-522-9842 is the number. I see Chuck's on the line coming through. So Carolyn will get your call there, Chuck. And as we wait for your calls, we will do our best to give you some technology news here that you can use. So anything else you want to bring up there, Dennis?
Well, turns out Western Digital, the memory and drive company manufacturer, they were hit by some kind of a ransomware attack.
Oh boy.
And their MyCloud Home system is down.
Gotcha. So if you've got data in the cloud at Western Digital, you can't get it back.
It's not in the cloud.
No, I'm sorry, you're right.
I have one of these, so I know how it works. Right. There's a NAS drive right on my network.
Right.
So I can get to my data
locally,
as long as I'm there.
Right.
Okay. It's just that I can't use my phone to look at it.
Gotcha.
Because I can't log into the service on my phone.
Right. Because that cloud interface is being ransomed.
Right.
For how much?
I think
you told me.
I think somebody...
Or unless it was a different one.
It's a different story.
Okay. So we don't know how much
it's being ransomed. Yeah, there's another ransomware attack that took place at another manufacturer, big one.
Yeah.
But I don't have a number here for what is being demanded.
So if you're trying to get at your MyCloud data remotely, you can't do it because they took down the ability right now to do that.
Correct. Now, one of the problems is that when Western Digital sold these drives, they didn't enable local file sharing by default. So that even if you're on a computer on the same network,
you're not able to
share. Would still have to use that MyCloud service to get to your files.
That's
There'd
ridiculous.
Be an application on the computer that you run to get to it. It is dumb.
Yeah.
Okay. But what they did was, because this happened, they deployed to all of the MyCloud homes firmware change that allowed it to do local file sharing.
Oh.
And they even put out instructions to go and get it set up so you can get to your files.
I think these are the same guys, though, that had their version prior to that version of MyCloud, whose NASs literally were bricked the bad guys.
The NASs were bricked and the drives were erased.
Yeah. So this is like strike two.
Yeah, for right? Western Digital.
I don't know. It doesn't bode well. All right, let's get to your calls. You're nice enough to join us on this Saturday morning. We're going to go over to Chuck in Cheshire. Morning, Chuck.
Good morning.
What can we do for you?
You may remember me from some previous calls as, is my power cord hacked and is power washing a Chromebook a safe idea?
Okay, oh, all right. Right. All right, you got it. Go for it. What's going on now?
And I'm following up on that power washing question because, like I told you, I have used Chromebook and I want to use it for banking.
Right.
But I had a thought recently. Doing the power washes is so easy. And, you know, if I'm shopping online, putting in my credit card number, making a purchase, you know, I shop from reputable places, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that shouldn't be a concern, but I know that could be so. We won't get into that, but
right.
What if I just used the same Chromebook for, you know, if I do my banking, great, and then I go shopping on something, I just power wash it, because these power washes take like 15 seconds, 20 seconds. They're really easy.
Yeah, that's a fair point.
It's probably a valid approach.
Mm-hmm.
I would say okay. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because it's not it's not like I have anything saved on there when I do my banking, when I do my shopping.
Right.
I don't need the information that I'm using. I could just sweep it away.
Yeah, and just to make sure that, you know, the UConn kids that are listening that think he's actually power washing with an actual washing, you know, water, he's not doing that. I mean, to those guys who are smashing the pole, the UConn kids, he's using a software. I'm just going to make sure they understand that. We have to speak slowly to these people.
Oh,
so,
but I do. I sandblast. I don't use water.
Careful. Yeah. Make sure.
I don't mess around with water. You really got to use the hard stuff.
Yeah, we have to keep this show at an eighth grade level for those ding dongs up there. You can. But okay, no, that's valid, Chuck. I mean, it does make sense. It's a way to, as long as you remember to do it, you know.
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, if I'm going from my banking site to, you know, the one named after the rainforest,
right.
I'm gonna clean it out so that they don't, you know, the information doesn't overlap.
Sounds good. Plausible.
And that is a safe approach. That's a good approach.
It's a fair approach. Yes. Will
sure.
You know, everything we talk about these days is like 90%. You know, until it's not. So we can't trust how this stuff works anymore. This is not logical. But your approach seems plausible and a good way to do it.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm glad to get that good info and save myself another used Chromebook.
Sounds good, Chuck. Thanks for calling in, bud.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Have a good weekend.
You
Happy
too.
Easter.
Yeah, you too. Yeah. So all the lines are jammed up. You woke up. What's great. One line open now. It was Chuck's line. 860-522-9842 is the number. And we'll post everything over at computertalkwithtab.com. It's the name of the show, which also works. And if you're following us on Facebook and you want to check out the show there. You can actually post comments and questions in there. It's kind of a little community, and Zuckerberg might deem it worthy. We're over at WTIC's Facebook page. We'll be right back.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We are here till 11 o'clock. You guys all woke up, and it was all due to Carolyn playing the right music. So she's figuring that out. Let's get to your calls. Who's been on the longest now? We're going to go over to another Chuck, believe it or not, in Durham, and we'll see what he's got cooking. Hey, Chuck, what's up?
This is the Chuck line.
Yeah.
So I've heard you guys say several times not to store stuff in Outlook. And I am a habitual user of that. Are you still there?
Yeah, we are. I'm not sure we've ever said that.
Well, I think I have, and maybe what I'm doing isn't so bad. I've created folders in Outlook under my email for several categories, and when I get an email from about that subject, I just slide the email there, and I've got it for whenever the heck I need it.
No, that's great, Chuck. That's the right way to use a tool.
That's what it's for.
Okay.
Yeah,
perfect.
Yeah,
I'm good there.
Yeah, the key we've always talked about is just understanding, you know, renting Outlook 365. Some folks are not interested in that.
I own it.
Yeah, so you're doing it. You're using the tool exactly as we'd recommend.
Yeah, the only caution I would have is make sure that your email file doesn't get so large that Outlook can no longer handle it.
Mm, yeah.
Yeah, and that is probably true.
Well, if you have a PST file and it's up over 20 gigs, you're in trouble. And the way to deal with that would be to use Outlook's own auto archive system to carve out older emails and move them to another file. Now, you're still going to have access to them in Outlook, but you're going to see them in two different hives on the left side, the navigation pane, and they'll be broken up physically on the drive into two different files instead of everything being in one enormous file that then Outlook may not be able to handle.
Yep.
Okay, because I do have every once in a while trouble like opening Outlook and...
Yep.
Yeah, you can have all kinds of trouble when that file gets too big.
How about your deleted folder? We've actually found customers that store stuff in their deleted folder.
No, that's not me.
That's good. So, yeah.
That's the sin I don't do. How do I do the archive?
Well, we can post some instructions for you. There's a couple of clicks you have to make, and then there's a dialogue that you're going to look at.
And you can set date ranges.
Yeah, and it's a little involved for me to describe on the radio, but it's all in that one dialogue. And once you click that and put in the settings you want, you're ready to go.
And it's not a backup. Yeah. That's just a relocation so that the main file can be more manageable for the software.
No, I back everything up onto a separate drive, which unfortunately isn't air-gapped.
Yeah, it isn't air-gapped?
Is not.
Okay, yeah, so you know the risk there.
Right.
All right.
Then I have a separate question. I am, because I like password managers, I've been using Norton. I like their password manager, and I heard on your show the other day recommendations of other password managers. So is there any problem with Norton?
Nope.
No. Other than it giving me constant warnings and trying to sell me, upgrade to me.
Yeah, so that would be annoyance to me. But we don't know about every single thing IT, we can't have tried everything or what have you. So our recommendations are just based on our experiences. So if you're happy with a tool, feel free to continue to use it until, like in LastPass case, they get hacked for the 15th billionth time. And we would then suggest maybe choosing a different password manager. But in this case, Norton's fine. If you like it, use it.
All right. Other than that being annoying, it does the job for me, and I don't have to migrate all my passwords.
Nope. Not by our account. If we knew there was any kind of issue with it, we'd tell you. If we knew, there could be.
Right.
We don't know.
All right, you've answered my two questions. Go on to the next, Chuck.
All right, thanks, Chuck.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, everyone's named Chuck today. Now, let's go on to Stefan's been on the longest in New Britain. What's happening down there in New Britain, Stefan?
What in the Sam Hill are you boys doing?
What are you talking about? Are you talking to somebody else? I assume you're not talking to us. We don't know what we're doing.
I'm talking to you guys. I called... a few weeks ago, and my old computer keeps popping this thing up. Kernel security check failure. Okay,
yes.
It's buffering. Ever since Windows 10 migrated to that thing, it has not been the same.
All right.
Okay, that is a known problem that Microsoft has said that they are going to fix.
Oh,
or wait a minute, are you getting,
about that
here's
now.
A question, are you getting blue screens or is this just
Yes, it comes, when I shut down, I get the blue screen with the sideways frowny face.
That's different.
That's
a little different from what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Okay, because it just says that we are addressing the problem, yada, 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 and then the laptop shuts off. And then when I turn it back on, it buffers and buffers and buffers and buffers. Before, when it had, I think, Windows 8 point something in it, mm-hmm. I just hit the power button, bink!
Yeah.
There you go.
So it's an old machine then, Stefan.
All right. Oh, yeah, it is. But it's, okay, so are you saying because it has Windows 10 now, the old machine just can't keep
possibly.
Up with this?
It's possible. The other issue... this particular problem happens often because of drivers.
Mm-hmm.
There's a conflict between the driver that you've got on the computer and the hardware that it's talking to, and sometimes it just causes an issue. And that can happen when an older computer is upgraded to a newer operating system, and the proper drivers may not exist or may not just be on your computer yet.
Right, and you might be using some weird generic one just to get by.
Right.
Oh, so I should try to update it, or
you can try to update the drivers for it if they're available. I mean, depending on how old the computer is,
you can also do like a system.
It's about 5 years old, 6 years old, maybe.
Well, it's possible.
Probably older than that. Windows 8, but I'm just
Windows 8 goes back to what, 14?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's going back. So also run the system file checker on that thing. See if you've got any kind of corruption going on.
File checker.
And definitely get it into safe mode and get it out of safe mode. Just get it, have it clean up there. Anything else, Dennis, that you can think? I mean, it's an old machine.
Well, yeah. I'm looking for some different solutions.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately, you're dealing with a shotgun situation.
Right.
Where... there might be five different things you can try, and there's no way for anybody to really tell you in advance which exact one of them is going to help.
Right. He didn't mean that you're going to shoot it with a shotgun.
Right. That's an expression in the IT business.
In case you're one of those guys with the poles at UConn, just to make sure, he doesn't mean you're going to use an actual shotgun.
But that would solve the problem.
It would. Yeah, it would.
It would solve the problem of the buffering.
Yeah.
Because I wouldn't have buffering because there wouldn't be anything left. Just one more quick question.
Yep,
I need to do an update. I guess I need to do a firmware update on my internet receiver there.
Your router?
Yeah, my router. That's what I was looking for, and it is early.
Yes,
So I bought this adapter, USB-C to Ethernet, potato, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I need to get into that now. It was discussed in the household that there's some sort of new tower that's out that's better than the Netgear thing that I have. So should I just, update the internet thing there or try something better? It's for streaming, so.
Right. So if you don't, what's your bandwidth, Stefan? What are you getting for internet? What are you paying for? 100 megabits? Are you paying for?
Yeah, well, 50? they're actually sending us more than 100 megabits. I wanted it throttled down to that, but I think it's not Comcast, Xfinity.
Okay, but you're getting what you're paying for?
I assume so, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it's.
But then you don't need to change the hardware yet.
Right.
Most of the time, within the Netgear firewall itself, you should be able to go to the GUI in there and go into that interface and then go select just to have the firmware automatically updated. You shouldn't have to go too crazy with adapters and stuff like that unless it's that old.
Well, if it was go ahead.
Well, I can't go from my USB-C computer to... the Ethernet there without an adapter because on my old computers I did have Ethernet adapters,
mm-hmm.
but on this new Ferrari HP Evo, it doesn't have that.
That's
so
okay.
I had to buy the USBs to that.
So you can get to there, Stefan. So basically, that firewall is quote unquote your gateway. So the IP address is how you'd get to the GUI. So most likely the IP address of that device is 192.168.1.1. And that's just a guess. It may not be. And if you go ahead to your browser and type that in, you should see the GUI come up and say, oh, okay, log in. and then you log into the Netgear device. And if you've never set the password on it or never configured that, you'd go to the internets and they tell you what your login and password
are. There might also be a physical label on the on it that came
Starting about
8 years ago, Netgear did that.
Gotcha.
Everyone that comes out of the factory has something like that.
So you don't need to...
I want to rename it, too. Because I heard that, well, if they know it's a Netgear 40, then they could just, figure it out.
Fair enough. So basically, you don't need to physically connect to it because you're going through it to get to the internet. So I'm guessing that's your gateway IP address. If you're not sure, do an ipconfig/all and look at what the gateway IP address is. And that's the gateway. That's the device. That's your gateway to the internet. And you should be able to actually surf to it. Bring up the GUI and do your firmware and even check a box to make sure the firmware is automatically updated, and then you're all done.
Yeah, we're gonna post a link on how to get into your Netgear interface.
Oh, excellent.
All right, Stefan?
Yeah. All right, thank you.
You got it.
Thank you very much.
Our pleasure.
All right, have a good day, guys.
You too, good luck.
Bye-bye.
All right, and GUI, again, for those folks at UConn, has nothing to do with the lovely center of a Tootsie Roll. We'll be right back. More No BS Brass. They've been around for a decade, I think. It's called a second line band. Basically, they are made up of a drum set, a sax, a couple of trombones, tuba, of course, two or three trumpets. And they play some cool stuff out of Virginia. All right, let's get back to more of your calls here. Again, we kind of just giving UConn a hard time. I mean, I'm a UConn alum, and I'm just
so
disappointed in those ding-dongs that smashed. What? Why would you smash your own school for being happy about your basketball team? I mean, I'm super proud of the both teams. They did an amazing thing.
Yeah.
Now, let's take, like, we won World War II. Imagine if by winning World War II, we started tearing down on skyscrapers. How many ding-dongs does it take? So I'm just poking a little fun at these guys, but I hope they pay dearly for their lunacy up there.
Oh, yeah.
Because we as taxpayers pay a lot of money for that place, and you're destroying it because you won? Maybe I'm making too big of a thing, but I was really disappointed to see that. Let's go to who's up the longest here. Chris is the next one up the longest in Glastonbury. What's happening, Chris?
Hi. I probably have the most boring question somebody asks you every week.
Uh-oh.
I want a laptop. And basically, I mean, I don't do gaming, I don't do streaming, though I guess I could if I was traveling, but I really just want to know what trending out there, what kind of memory I should look for, just the factors like that.
It's not a boring question, and I mean, we do get it a lot, but it'd be like anybody asking about anything, right? So we do have recommendations that do change.
Okay.
Right now... So the generations of CPUs are slightly changing. They're going from 11th gen, which we would have always recommended, to 12th, and even 13th gen are on the way. If you could find a 12th gen or better CPU, we recommend Intel. i5. You can look at the... So we can get a little more nitty-gritty these days, may as well. You can look at the gigahertz speeds to make sure that you're getting a good 2.5, maybe 3 gigahertz in performance. Multiple cores don't matter as much with what you're describing.
Right.
So maybe a 4-core is fine.
Yeah. A 4-core with 2.0 clock speed is not going to be as good as 2 cores with 2.5 or 3.
Right.
So that's a balance point that you got to watch.
So, we've been doing this show for almost 30 years, so we figure we should maybe get a little more nitty gritty for you guys. But it would be like somebody talking to me about how to turbocharge a diesel truck. I mean, I don't know. Don't read too much into this.
And
but
you don't really need it.
Exactly.
Rarely need it.
Exactly. Yeah. So 16 gigs of RAM.
Okay.
And then a solid state hard drive, 500 gigs or better. That's your minimum. And we'd recommend a laptop that has a metal case around it, not one of those plastic ones, because you'll save only $100 or $2, but those hinges do not last.
Well, not only that, the hinges don't last, and then the plastic will expand over time, and you can develop air pockets that then heat up and then bake some of the electronics inside. I mean, you can literally cook your laptop.
I didn't know that.
So it's functional, too. So the solid-state hard drive and the 500, what was that?
500 gigs minimum. That's your storage.
Minimum.
Yeah, these days.
Oh, that's okay.
And you'll spend a little under $1,000, and it should last you another maybe 6 years if you treat it nicely. If it was plastic, it'd last you 2.5 years.
Okay, very good. Any company that is...
We like HP, but you know, there's plenty of great companies
out
there.
I've liked HP products for years. I like that. Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much.
Yeah, we like
that
the
Envy. Something to go on.
I've had good luck with the Envy line of laptops for my kids and the recommendations that we've made.
Envy.
Yeah.
So. I mean, I used to use, you know, a whole lot of stuff on my computer, but I just really just need something portable right now for basic needs. Yeah.
Yep. Sounds good.
Okay. Right. I appreciate your help very much.
You got it, Chris. Thanks for calling. Bye-bye. All right. Yeah, it's not a, you know, it's a common question, but. That they change.
Right. I mean, you've got to ask the question because what worked last week might not be quite good enough this week.
Exactly. Let's go on to Bristol and Daniel. What's going on, Daniel?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good. How are you?
Is it bad that I'm on a speakerphone?
You sound okay, but typically talk radio likes you to be on the phone. But go ahead. You sound okay.
Okay. Hold on. Okay, I'm off the speakerphone.
Oh, you sound much better.
Oh, good. I'm calling about a problem I've been having for the past few months with a Dell Precision laptop.
Okay.
It's an M6500. It's got RAID built in, and when I purchased it, actually was purchased for me with a gift about 6 years ago, and it came with Windows 10, had one single drive, has built-in RAID, and it was working just fine and dandy for a long time. You were going to ask me something?
I was going to ask. I mean, RAID usually requires two drives, unless
it's a mobile workstation.
Yeah,
it's. I just looked up the model. Yeah, they can have two different drives.
Right. So in this case, it has RAID, Daniel, but it's not using it.
No, it's not. It's only got one drive.
Yep. Okay. Cool.
And it worked fine and dandy up until probably, I'd say. Late last summer, beginning of fall, it became really, really slow. And instead of looking at the obvious thing, which would be to look at the machine, I said, it's got to be my router.
Okay. All right.
Well, obviously.
Obviously.
So anyway, I did change the router. And actually, the problem got better. Okay. I mean, the problem kind of went away for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Then it came back again. And the last time this thing actually worked was I was on a video call. And the latency got so bad that the person actually called me on my cell phone.
Yeah.
That was the last time it actually worked. After that, when I went to boot it up, it just hung.
Mm.
It was Windows 10. It would just hang. So I tried running. I got the Windows 10 disk. I tried running the startup repair. It hung during that.
Mm-hmm.
I ran check disk. It hung during that. Mm-hmm. It got to the point that the only way it could get into Windows 10 is go through safe mode. And that's the way it is right now. I cannot get into Windows 10 to operate it unless I go to safe mode. And I want to tell you some of the things I've done, things I've changed.
Mm-hmm.
I tried a different hard drive. Just grabbed another laptop hard drive I had. It was a small one.
Mm-hmm.
Tried loading an operating system on that. Same thing. It would load the operating system. It would get to the point where it's starting to load the system for the very first time, and it would hang.
Mm-hmm.
And every time I tried to run check disk on that drive, it would hang. So I said, obviously the problem isn't the disk drive. Maybe it's my memory.
Mm-hmm.
It came with 8 gigs. I bought additional memory, put in 16 gigs. Problem did not go away.
Did you take out the original stick?
Yes, I did. It was it could take 4 sticks, 2 under the cover and 2 under the keyboard. It only had 2 4 gigs. I took both those out and put 2 8 gigs.
Oh, okay. Brand new RAM.
Yeah, brand new. Same problem. Nothing's changed. I cannot run it without being into safe mode.
All right. We're coming against a hard break here at the top, Dan. Can you let us stew on it through the news, and we'll pick you back up, all right?
That's fine.
All right. So Dan's got a problem. And we'll find out if you did anything else after that break, too, okay?
Sure.
All right. We'll see if we can help Dan out. And three or four lines open for you. Feel free to get online. 860-522-9842 is the number. Everything we talked about has been posted over at ComputerTalkWithTab.com. And Mike G's posted it via our Twitter account at TabComputerSys, and it will get to you. And he's also posted it on our Facebook page. If you follow us over at Tab Computer Systems on Facebook, it'll get there as well. We'll be right back.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.